Well, welcome everyone. Karen Cataline here with you on a Friday, the first Friday in August. What a pleasure to be guest hosting here once again on the Power Hour. I have been learning lots about the Power Hour, and there's lots to learn. What a history. What a legacy. So it's an honor and a privilege to sit in this chair today. If you don't know me or haven't heard me, I am a commentator, columnist, and I usually call myself an all-around rabble-rouser. And never has there been a time to rabble-rouse more than when this country, for those who see, for those who have what I used to call the curse of awareness. Now people have a growing awareness, but still, in my opinion, still not enough. For those who have had the curse of awareness that something is profoundly wrong in this country and that it is up to every single one of us, we the people, individuals, our friends and family and those in our sphere of influence, to stand up and say, wait a minute, this is not what America is about. You're governing against the will of the people, and we're not going to stand for it. I never, ever advocate for violence because there are people that talk to me and say, oh, it's a revolution. We have to have a revolution. Well, if we would stand up, just like Gandhi and others who taught nonviolent resistance, it is immensely effective and powerful. So I'm hoping that in the next couple of hours, not only will you have an opportunity to participate if you care to, I love taking phone calls for, against, yay or nay. Every time we exercise our First Amendment rights, our right to communicate, our right to dissent, remember when Hillary used to scream about that? She's not screaming anymore. We have a right to disagree with any administration. Yeah, but now it's the left and all their cronies and minions who are trying to shut down dissent. They always do that, don't they? They always, always accuse their opponents of exactly what they're getting ready to do. That being said, if you'd like to participate, if you have something on your mind, something that has been bugging you, I am the host of a show called Spouting Off, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. You can go to my website. I'll tell you about it later if you care to hear it. It's always live call-in talk radio. And spouting off should be a good thing, in my opinion, in my humble, sometimes not so humble opinion. Spouting off means you're not censoring yourself. Yes, it's fine to be diplomatic. It's fine to choose your words. That's all fine and good. But today we have people who are literally being bullied into silence. And we just can't have that right now because otherwise, well, let me give you the number first. Okay, I got like 47 things on my mind this morning. 844, this afternoon actually, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Let me give you a little idea of what's going to happen in these 2 hours anyway. I have a completely open segment for the first roughly half hour here, in which I will do some spouting off of my own, and you are welcome to participate. We're the people, and you may not be, who believe in exercising our First Amendment rights, and that includes the right to disagree, the right to say, you know, I'm a little suspicious of that. I'm not buying that until I see some evidence. That was and always has been the tradition of America. And we are watching before our very eyes that and every other of our Bill of Rights being attacked, destroyed before our very eyes. So just like exercising in your gym, use it or lose it. And that doesn't mean you have to call today, but it does mean hopefully that you exercise your right to dissent and question and think for yourself within your sphere of influence, within those who you see, even if you're getting gas, for heaven's sake. So what we're going to do in this couple of hours, I have two wonderful guests that I picked out to talk to. One is a terrific guy that I interview regularly named John Zemirak. He's the senior editor at thestream.org. He has some extremely important observations about the vaccine, about the morality of the vaccine. We'll talk to him. And then in the second hour, we have just the funniest guy who is a theater producer who happens to be a conservative. Is that an oxymoron? Well, let's not have it be. He does conservative theater. And because the left has always had control over the domain of Hollywood theater, pop culture in general, I love to support people who do that. I have a background, an early background, actually much of my life on and off was being a professional singer, actress in musical comedy, among other things. And so I was never quite as politically active as I am today, but I always stuck out like a sore thumb because I was reading, when everybody else was reading backstage, I was reading the New York Post and a variety of other publications that actors tended not to read. So conservative theater, how much fun is that? And this is a funny guy, too. His name is Robert Cooperman. So I do have an announcement just to do some other things here. Power Hour J is dealing with a family emergency, sadly, of a loved one in the hospital and won't be answering your order lines for the next few days. So if you cannot make an order at www.thepowermall.com, please leave us a voicemail and Catherine or Jason will be sure to call you back and place your order. Please keep Jay and her family in your prayers. And I'm certainly doing that. I mentioned, and I am a little all over the place today because there's so much to talk about, I mentioned that I am learning more and more about the Power Hour and what a marvelous model it is for talk radio to have a mall that supports unique and interesting products so that you can't get canceled quite as easily. And I'm enjoying the products that are coming up on the market, whether it's Power Hour or something called a Freedom Phone, which I'm still trying to get. People out there who are utilizing the free market world that we live in and what we have been living in, innovation and the free market to counteract the kind of censorship and control that seems to be more brazen than ever. On a general level, let's just dive right in here. It seems as if we're being not just asked, but forced to pretend in the left's narrative. We're being forced to comply with a mass delusion that coronavirus and its alphabetized variants is somehow the most deadly virus in the history of the world. Everybody knows it's not. I'm not taking it unseriously. People who are elderly, old, have many other illnesses, are at risk. But that's the same thing for the flu. We've known this now for well over a year and a half. We also know, because it gets announced and people know it, that this so-called Delta variant, which I can't help but joke about as if it's the Delta House variant. I mean, can you imagine John Belushi as Bluto saying, "Oh yeah, yeah, Bluto, I'm going to take this really seriously and I'm going to lock myself down and wear a mask on my face." I don't think Bluto or John Belushi would have done that. That being said, taking your health seriously is important, of course, but believing people that have been lying to you from the very start and using the virus and all that they have done to jump the shark, literally, and change the relationship human Americans have with their government from them being our servants to us being their servants They're using coronavirus as the excuse for all of that. Why wouldn't they want to continue the narrative under those circumstances? Well, they are. And they are tightening the screws tighter and tighter and tighter. I am inundated with stories in leftist Democrat-controlled states, because now, of course, we have free states and we have slave states in this country. It gives me no pleasure to say that, but it is, in fact, the truth. Wherever Democrats who are being controlled by the left, wherever they have a majority, wherever they're in control, either in the governor's mansion, in the legislature, which is often the same thing because they're all marching in lockstep, wherever mayors who happen to be leftists, and many of them are in the biggest cities, wherever they are, they're all marching in lockstep. Gone is the local control that our founders were so adamant about, where government is closest to the people. No, we have a kind of mass top-down rule. And of course, wherever Democrats are in control, and guess where they are, sadly, in the most control, and that is in our federal government at the moment. They have all branches of government, and that's why we're seeing this massive rush, not just to socialism, but to communism. We have to be willing to say that word. Look at our history, at the ways in which we are relatives, our great-grandparents stood against tyranny, stood against communism. And yet, did you ever think you'd be living in a time in which America is facing the takeover of freedom and moving to tyranny? That is what we are facing. We can never give up, but we have to be willing to tell the truth about what this is. And if we pretend, which is kind of my theme at the moment, if we pretend that everything is fine, or if we pretend that just by complying and putting a muzzle on your face, which they want to go back to, in spite of all the lies that they've been caught in, but they're in love with those masks, because those masks, I have ranted about them for 18 months. It isn't just, do they work or do they not? It isn't just that they are forcing people to wear them against their will. It isn't just that they're trying to coerce people, that if you don't wear one, or if you don't get vaxxed, it's all the same coercion. You can't shop, you can't travel, you can't go anywhere. That's not America. Nothing about that is American. But think about this. Putting a rag on your face and looking like everyone else forces conformity. It forces collectivism. And even more important, it forces the erasure of your face. Okay? The mask erases your face. Have you noticed when you went into a restaurant and some people were wearing masks? My husband and I love to go in when there was such a thing, and people are starting to don masks once again, which is sad and unfortunate. We asked them to remove their mask just so we could see what they look like. They look so different without one. Why? Because the face is like a fingerprint. The face is as unique as any other unique individual thing about every single one of us. That's what they're trying to erase. It's hard to sound so black and white about this, but we've been watching this for a year and a half, and it's otherworldly, isn't it? It's kind of alternative universe-y, if you will. It's like something we've never, ever seen before, these masks and these vax passports. Why do you think that so many people who do have the curse of awareness have predicted vax passports? And why do you think that, oddly enough, the powers that be, the feds, Biden, under the direction of who knows whom, said only a few weeks ago, well, we're not going to force vaccine passports. And yet, 3 weeks later, what are they doing? They're forcing vaccine passports. I heard a news item about this very thing. If you lost your vax card, which in New York City and in other places, they're telling you you need to engage in everyday life, which is outrageous. It's discriminatory. It's persecution. It's all of those things that they've been screaming bloody murder about, and yet they were getting ready to do it on dissenters, on anybody who said, you know what, due to my personal medical situation, due to my beliefs, due to religion, my religious freedom, due to anything you want, it is not their business to force a medical procedure or medicine or injection on you. Certainly not an experimental one. But you shouldn't have to give an explanation, nor should you have to defend yourself that you either have or have not chosen to take this vaccine. But in New York City, they're shutting down life for people who choose not to take it. Doesn't matter if they've had the coronavirus and they have antibodies. Doesn't matter if they're allergic to something in the vaccine, which many people are, but we're not told about that. Doesn't matter if they have a religious problem with being injected. What if you were a Christian Scientist, for heaven's sake? Are you going to be forced? I had a little glitch there. Are you going to be forced to take a vaccine against your will if it's against your religion? Well, this virulent left certainly is not planning to make any exceptions for the rule. Why? Because it's about the force. It's about liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Everything has been about robbing people or causing them to hand over their liberty. I mean, I love doing this, but I didn't need something this serious to talk about in order to love doing this. And yet, that is what we're facing in this country. As I said, it gives me no pleasure. So when you pretend in this giant false narrative that the coronavirus is like the bubonic plague and we have to do everything we can to stop it, we're never going to stop until not one person gets the coronavirus, even though millions have had it, survived, and plan to get back to life, even though they want their kids to get educated, and yet kids have been home from school, even though it's dangerous and deadly and sadly, tragically, kids are committing suicide because of the isolation and the muzzles and the being told what to do and being little kids being scared of people with masks on. I mean, it reminds me of a Twilight Zone episode. If you play along with this, if in your heart you know we're just pretending to go along to get along, well, I'm sorry, you're contributing to the mass delusion. You're hastening tyranny whenever you play along with a lie. Some people are paying the price more than others, but everybody will pay the price for handing over our free will and our liberty. So I'm not encouraging you to start a revolution, other than I'm encouraging you to start a revolution of standing up and exercising your rights, all of them, in the Bill of Rights. Just because someone is either elected or appointed as a bureaucrat or someone else does not mean they have a right to direct you. It doesn't mean that they, let me say that again, it doesn't mean that they have a right to violate the Constitution on which this country was built. They don't have that right. Why? Because our rights are from God, not from men. That's why. And if you extend that out further, then you realize why people of faith, full disclosure, if you will, I I like to say that I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, which means that I am proudly a nice Jewish girl and sometimes not so nice. But we stand with Christians and Jews who stand up for their religious freedom. Why are people of faith such a threat to this virulent kind of leftist communism that we see, in which they are attempting to justify their actions with false narratives, with fraud? They're using the coronavirus to advance this agenda that they have, as they use many narratives that are false to advance the lie and the evil of socialism and communism. They're using, oh, climate change, we're going to die. Aren't we going to die in 6 years? I mean, that is another false narrative. All of these false narratives go to the same purpose, just like all these leftists are marching in lockstep. I think it's important for us to tell the truth about it, because it has less power if you're willing to tell the truth about it and recognize that many other people agree with you. Not everybody has to agree, but you are not alone when you stand up and say, we're living in a pretend world made by the leftist media, and it ain't true. America is a great country, and it's great partly because we're going to stand against the attempted destruction of it. I'm going to take a powder, and I have to take a break. Karen Cataline, I'm delighted to be hosting the Power Hour radio show, and we will be back with our first guest right after this. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Karen Cataline with you today. And since you heard the commercial there about the Power Hour Mall, I just want to let you know that Power Hour J is dealing with a family emergency for a loved one in the hospital right now and won't be answering the order line for the next few days. So if you can't make an order at www.thepowermall.com, just leave us a voicemail and Catherine or Jason will be sure to call you back to place your order. And oh, please keep Jay and her family in your prayers. I am so delighted to have a regular guest on many of the programs that I do, somebody that I just love talking to. He is the senior editor at The Stream. He was press secretary for Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, as well as a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily. He is co-author of 13 books and author of the recent Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. His name is John Zemirak, and I always love welcoming him to any show I do. Hi, John. Happy Friday.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend.
I am too. Yes, I think we're going on a field trip here somewhere, and so that'll be fun. But before we do that, you have some very interesting pieces. You are one of the most prolific writers I have ever seen at The Stream. Every time I call you, you write, what, five times a week at thestream.org,
yeah,
which is amazing. If I get two or three out a week, it's amazing.
Stream.org has been very good to me, giving me a voice, and there's enough going on in this crazy country that 10 columns a week wouldn't cover it.
Boy, are you right. I mean, I was literally trying to cover five things at once in the monologue today, and I just thought, I hope people are following me here, because everything is related to everything else, John. That's the thing. You look at one thing, and you realize you plug in the motive of authoritarianism, of literally turning America upside down from what it was founded to be, and that usually is the motive all the time.
My new piece coming up at The Stream is going up there in half an hour, that there are two visions of human beings at war in America. And what all these political issues turn on this schism, the between two incompatible, radically incommensurate visions of what human beings are and how they should be governed. The United States was founded by people who believe that we have immortal souls, that we were made by God for eternity. So we have an enormous, profound dignity and responsibility. But we were also born flawed, with original sin, with selfishness, with tribalism, with all the tendencies towards self-destruction and harming others. So as a result, and the way I describe it is flawed diamonds, that every human being is a diamond with a flaw, infinitely valuable, but also dangerous to himself and others because of his own moral drives, that we're not perfect. And G.K. Chesterton once said, original sin is the only doctrine you can see proven in the headlines every single morning. That's one vision, and that's the vision of the founders. Yes, there were one or two deists among the founders, but really just one or two. The rest of them were overwhelmingly Orthodox Protestants or Augustinian. They believe the same thing Catholics believe, and Jews, I don't think, call it original sin, but they definitely have a notion that man's relationship with God is fraught and imperfect and constantly full
it's
of failures and need for repentance. Yes, we got the books from
it's,
you.
It's in our book, yeah. We believe in also the evil inclination and the inclination for good, which,
right,
same thing.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. This is fascinating.
That was the founding vision of man.
Right.
The new vision of man that incorporates 19th century pseudoscience like Marx and Freud and Darwin, that is the vision of man as what I call a mystery meatball. Mystery because we have absolutely no idea how human life or even any biological life evolved by just random mutation. The more you study it, and I encourage people to go read Michael Behe's Darwin's Black Box or Stephen Meyer's book, The Return of the God
Hypothesis. Oh, it's wonderful. I had him on because of you. I had Stephen Meyer on because of you. He's excellent. Yes.
The scientific case for Darwinism is collapsing everywhere. The notion that human life was the result of Shakespeare being typed by monkeys over billions of years, it mathematically does not compute. And if you look at the details of molecular biology, it is inconceivable that all this happened randomly. But our elites are still in the grip of these three myth makers from the 19th century, Freud, Darwin, and Marx. And their vision of man is purely biological, meat, no spirit, just meat. We don't really know what goes into it, so it's a mystery. Mm. It's a meatball. What can you do with a meatball? You can
mystery
add whatever
meatball.
You want to. Right.
Yeah.
What can you do with meatballs? You can add things to them. You can reshape them. You can roll them around. You can decide what kind of sauce to soak them in. In other words, they are controllable. They are changeable. They're up to you to manipulate and to engineer and to perfect. And so the way our elites see us is we are meatballs and they are the chef. And they're going to add this, take that away, soak us in this sauce, saute us, fry us, cook us as long as they want. That's their vision of government. Those two visions of government, polishing diamonds or cooking up meatballs, those two visions of government are radically incompatible, and that's why we're in a low, cold civil war right now.
Wow. John Zemirak from thestream.org. This is one of the reasons I love talk radio, because I can talk to John, and I talked to him yesterday. I said, hey, John, I could talk to you about anything. What do you want to talk about today? And he tells me, and it's a fabulous topic, we'll probably get to it, about the morality of the vaccine, but all of a sudden, we're into this wonderful, and I love it, philosophical discussion about the underpinnings, really, of socialism versus free markets, communism versus capitalism. And to that end, while you were talking, I was thinking, well, this is exactly the reason, John, that these leftists have such contempt for people who strive to do good or who hold themselves accountable. It isn't that conservatives or people of faith are better. It's that they have, they're striving to be better. The left we're seeing is a worship of evil and of sloth and of, I'm sorry, of encouraging people, rewarding people for criminal behavior. That is, I think, the spiritual war, whether you're Christian or Jewish, that seems to be apparent in almost every story I see.
That's right. If you look at, you compare the story of George Floyd, who I think the police used excessive force, and it was sad that he died, but he was committing a serious crime. He was counterfeiting currency, with the treatment of Jake Gardner. Jake Gardner was a store owner in Omaha, Nebraska, whose store was being looted and whose elderly father had been knocked flat on the pavement. He was trying to protect his property, and someone jumped, a multiple felon, by the way, jumped on him and started strangling him. Jake Gardner shot the man over his shoulder in self-defense, and a politicized prosecution goaded by 36 days of mobs besieging the DA's house led to them appointing a George Soros special prosecutor, George Soros sponsored special prosecutor. They charged Jake Gardner with 94 years worth of crimes. He was evicted from his business. GoFundMe shut him down so he couldn't raise money for a defense. He ended up committing suicide. So you've got, on one hand, a multiple felon who was counterfeiting, and then you have a decorated combat veteran, a Marine fighter who'd won multiple medals for bravery. One of them gets canonized, and there are murals all over the country with George Floyd's drug-addled face, as opposed to Jake Gardner, killed by our system and utterly forgotten.
You know, a moment of silence for that story and the way that you told it. And it should be said, John Zemirak, that those stories that are made so public are for the benefit of you and I. When they, for example, charge the McCluskeys in St. Louis of brandishing a gun, but they don't charge the mob that broke through their gate to harass them and threaten to kill them and their dog, that is for you and me, so that we continue to shut up and not exercise our rights to stand up to this kind
of
tyranny. It is a message. Everything has a psych message to it, and that's the message.
That's right. When mobs were throwing Molotov cocktails at police cars, Kamala Harris raised their bail money. When Kyle Rittenhouse, who had been handing out water bottles to peaceful protesters because he's an EMT volunteer, when somebody handed him a gun and said, come on, we got to stop them from burning down this gas station, and he was attacked by a mob that shot at him first, knocked him onto the ground, and were trying to beat him to death with a wooden skateboard, and then he fired a shot in self-defense, he is still facing first-degree murder charges. You're right. These are what they call exemplary prosecutions, or in the Soviet Union, they call them show trials. We will
show trials.
We're going to single out anyone who gets out of line and beat them down as a lesson to all the others. You are not citizens.
Right.
You are serfs. You are serfs. You are like a peasant in medieval Japan. If you don't drop your knees in front of the samurai, he will cut off your head.
And look at, I mean, I didn't even know we were going to go this way, but I'm so glad we are, because it is a bigger picture, and it zeroes in on everything that we talk about. The endless hearings that the left is fond of, they had hearings, impeachment after impeachment, and hearing after hearing, all of them show trials in order to indoctrinate the public, all of them with a willing press that would advance the narrative they want, and now they're doing it again with the January 6th hearing. Talk about that.
Right.
Same thing, same strategy. We need
Nancy
to be able
Pelosi,
to recognize the strategy. Yeah.
That's right. Nancy Pelosi would not allow the Republicans to pick their own representatives on the committee. That's precisely in the Soviet Union, defendants were not allowed to choose their own defense attorneys. And then you have their own attorneys denouncing the defendants. Well, we've got Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on there, supposedly lawyers for the defense, on there denouncing the January 6th demonstrators.
Hmm.
People need to go to Revolver News. Revolver News has documented the sheer extent of FBI infiltrators among the January 6th protesters. Virtually everyone who's accused of any actual violence on January 6th is not being charged because they're FBI informants. This is exactly what happened with Gretchen Whitmer. The plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, two out of three of the people involved in that plot have been exposed to be FBI informants. Two out of three. They could barely find any actual extremists that they could recruit for this FBI organized and directed fake conspiracy to kidnap a governor. What does that tell us that's really going on?
That should tell us that they have a playbook. They have a playbook and they keep playing it. And I'm not sure that they're that bright. This is the same strategy, as you've pointed out many times, that came out of the old Soviet Union. Whether it's Marx or whether it's Chinese communism, it's all authoritarianism. And there's a history of these kinds of strategies being used in this country right now. I'm going to make a little right turn as far, not left, but right, to talk about this strategy that you and I are talking about. Is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, I can think, when you look at how America and the current administration has responded to the Cuban uprising, which we don't hear anything about anymore. You're an investigative reporter. I grew up thinking Cuba would be communist forever and the wall, the Berlin Wall, would be up forever. And that America would stand for freedom forever. Now we're living in a time when America is ignoring the freedom fighters and standing with communist Cuba. What do you know about that we're not being told? And how is that not a validation of everything you and I are talking about right now?
Exactly. You know, I think if the Democrats weren't so desperate to take the state of Florida, that Joe Biden would already have sent the Capitol Police to shoot the Cuban demonstrators the way they shot Ashley Babbitt on January 6th.
That's horrible to hear. Oh,
I think this administration is on the side of the Cuban communist government. This administration is full of open Marxists. This guy, Bishop Garrison, who Biden put in charge of purging extremists from our military. The training manual that the U.S. Army got to identify extremists, indicated evangelical Christians and conservative Catholics are the single most dangerous groups in terms of providing extremists who might commit acts of terror. It's funny that all we hear about in terms of acts of terror are recent Muslim immigrants. But no, they're not the threat. The threat are Americans who believe in the Constitution and the Bible. They are the extremist threat. Well, if you consider those people extremists, it says something about your political views, right?
If you think
Christians and conservatives are extremists, then you're probably a Marxist because they're the only
people
really
threatened.
Yes,
exactly.
That's right.
And those are the ones they always say, that's where the Delta virus is surging among Republicans, among white men, among Florida, in Florida and Texas. That's where the virus is. And that's where racists are. I mean, it's so preposterous on its face. I want to let you say that, and then I want to get to John Zamierak. You're so good at pointing out what's going on. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I think the left has figured out, they sort of threw climate change aside. They were trying to get everyone to panic about climate change in order to hand massive powers to the government. The problem is modern people don't care about their children and grandchildren. If they did, they wouldn't be running up an unspeakable budget deficit for those people to pay off. Whereas the virus, that touches people right where they are. Post-Christians, liberal Christians, people who have lost faith or let their faith become really vague and tentative in having an afterlife. And the idea that we will die and we'll be judged and our eternity will rest on that judgment by God. If people believe in that, you can count on them to risk their lives, to do things like storm the beach in Normandy, to do things like sacrifice for the next generation. If people don't believe that, Then, for each person who doesn't really believe in an afterlife, the entire universe is his little life. The next 20 years of watching Netflix and ordering Uber Eats in their sweatpants. That's the whole universe. And if COVID, if there's a 1.001% that COVID would kill them, then COVID would destroy the entire universe, like Thanos in the Marvel Comics movies. So anyone who is not submitting to their public health dictatorship, wearing a face diaper, taking the vaccine made from aborted babies, anyone who doesn't want their business closed or their church closed, you are threatening to destroy the entire universe. So, of course, all the power of the government should be used to crack down on these supervillains who threaten the entire universe, which is to say the next 20 or 30 years of fast food and softcore porn.
I'll tell you, we have covered a lot of territory, that's for sure. And the other thing that I notice, even among conservatives lifetime conservatives, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. They espouse conservative views, and that, yet they ran right out and got a vaccine. And they're angry at anybody who tells them that might not been a good thing to do. I respect your choice in the matter. You know, you get to do. But when you start using the government as your proxy to force other people to take a vaccine, an experimental drug, and not to have a choice in the matter, that's where I draw the line. And they have bought this narrative hook, line, and sinker. And all I can figure is that yes, I think you're right. They don't either believe in an afterlife, or they think that this is all there is in life, or they haven't made their peace with their own mortality. And
narcissists
who will do anything. You know, they're terrified of life. There's an indoctrination process in which health is more important than being good. Health is more important than anything. What do you think? What do you think is the reason that that's getting us, that we're splitting that way?
I think that's part of it, and also the desire to fit in socially, the desire not to stand out, not to be an outlier, not to draw attention to yourself, just to fit in and, you know, go with the lemmings over the cliff, because obviously that's the safe thing to do. That's what everyone is doing. I am at a risk. I'm overweight, so if I got COVID, I very well might die of it. And I've had to agonize about this. As a lifetime pro-lifer, I can't take a vaccine which was developed using the stolen DNA from babies killed in abortion, any more than I would take a vaccine that Josef Mengele had made from the DNA of Anne Frank. That's how bad I think the vaccines are morally. They were all made using cells from aborted babies or tested on cells from aborted babies. They weren't tested on animals. They made sure of that so as not to offend the animal rights community. But the pro-life community, they thought, they'll just fall in line. And unfortunately, far too many of us have. But I've had to think, this vaccine might literally be the hill I have to die on. But does God want me to plunder the corpse of an aborted baby in order to slightly increase the odds that I will live to be an old man? I don't think so.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, and those are personal, private, very individual decisions, which, of course, the communists who are trying to impose communism do not want any of the things I just said. They don't want personal, they don't want private, and they certainly don't want free will. That being said, they've also tried to hinder and put down the information, actually censor information on how you can prevent yourself from getting sick, things they don't want you to know. They tried to demonize hydroxychloroquine, and now they're finding out it does work. They tried to demonize and make sure you never knew about ivermectin. Now they're finding it does indeed work. And they're not interested in treatments for coronavirus. They're interested in vaccines for coronavirus. So I guess what I'm saying is, to accept the premises of a vaccine, of a cure for a group of people that introduced the virus in the first place, I don't want to go down that road, But I'm saying, you know, you don't believe people who are pushing the lie when the vaccine, when the coronavirus itself was a lie. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right? The virus was created in a, it seems, in a Chinese biolab, escaped by mistake, and then China intentionally spread it around the world by letting Chinese fly to Europe and the United States while not letting them travel within China. That's just an undisputed historic fact.
There you
the
go.
The Democrat blue state governors dumped COVID patients in nursing homes, most vulnerable people, killing tens of thousands of them. This pumped up the death statistics and gave them the excuse to do mail-in ballots, which they used to steal the 2020 election. That sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory. I can prove all of it. It's all on the public record.
I am so sorry. I've been enjoying the conversation so much. I didn't realize I have 30 seconds before we have to break. Boy, this was fast. Listen, thank you so much, sir, for all of your great work. Go to thestream.org and read John Zemarek. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again. We got to grab a break. We'll be back on the Power Hour right after this.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.